Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at it. Overcast and hazy Tom Field. We're at halftime. Lumberjacks trailing by a score of 7-0. It's been a defensive struggle here tonight so far, with the Rapids Raiders able to put on one big play up on the board. That was a 51-yard pass play from Wiernick to Olson, which set them up inside the 10-yard line. And a couple of plays later, Jason Wiernick, the Rapids quarterback, was able to run a bootleg and take it in from 3 yards out for the touchdown. The extra point made it 7-0, and Rapids has the lead. That score came with 4:13 remaining in the first quarter. East has had a couple of opportunities on short fields and was not able to get the job done. Rapids botched a punt snap early in the game, and East had the ball on the 11-yard line and actually moved backwards on that possession with penalties and a big sack. And then right at the end of the first half, East was able to block a punt and got the ball once again inside the 15-yard line. They tried a pass play to the end zone that was incomplete and then attempted a field goal as time expired in the first half, and Gabe McGinnity's field goal attempt was wide right by a little bit, and the score remains 7-0. We take a look at some of the stats here from this first half of football. Wisconsin Rapids was able to rush for 42 yards in the first half, obviously well below what they are used to here in running this option attack. Logan Betcher had 22 yards. Logan Wimmy had 12. Jason Wiernick with a net of 8 for 42 yards. Wiernick was 3 for 3 on pass attempts. And two of those catches made by Olson, the big yardage, a 51-yarder and a 14-yarder for Wisconsin Rapids. And as we said, no turnovers, a couple of near turnovers, but they did have that one punt blocked late in the first half. Boy, the Lumberjacks, 48 yards on the ground. So they actually outgained Wisconsin Rapids on the ground. Boy, it certainly seemed that way, with Stein being the big rusher for East. He had 40 yards. Brendan Becker with 3. And Kyle Daniel, the quarterback, had a net of 5 yards rushing, 48 yards. Daniel was 3 out of 4 through the air. Tim Nass with a couple of catches for a net of 10. And Patrick Reif had 1 catch for 13 yards. For the Lumberjacks, both teams returning to the field as we speak, and we'll get set to go here in just a couple of minutes. Normally we would have streaming for you. We're adding that feature to our broadcast this year. It was supposed to be ready by tonight, but apparently there were some glitches, so it's not, but it will be ready down the road. And streaming of tonight's game, or actually in of future games, hear the Lumberjacks worldwide at foxsportswausau.com when in fact we get that streaming up and running. And I've been talking a lot about everythinglumberjacks.com because we're going to push it a little bit here early so folks can discover it and see what it is. It basically is a website for everything having to do with Wausau East, and there'll be pictures, lots of pictures. There'll be interviews with coaches and various information regarding upcoming events regarding the Lumberjacks, not only football but the other sports as well, and some of the other activities, whether it be drama or the band or whatever the case may be. If it's happening with the Lumberjack community, you'll be able to find it at everythinglumberjacks.com, and you can help out by sharing your pictures. If you go to a game, if you go to an event, take some pictures and post them. Use the hashtag WausauEast at everythinglumberjacks.com on Instagram, and you can check it out, presented in part by Inner City State Bank. Rapids heads over to their sideline, and East still loosening up on the south end of the field, and East will get the football to start the second half, so hopefully we'll see if they've made some adjustments offensively here at halftime and how they can come out and attack this very stout Wisconsin Rapids defense. And our great sponsors of the Honor Flight with us on WSAU. When East will return a kickoff, whether it be to start a game or to begin a second half, it'll become the run-back payback for the Never Forgotten Honor Flight. And our great sponsors will be kicking in $1 for every yard picked up by the Lumberjack return man on a kickoff. So both teams are getting final instructions from their coaches, and we'll get set to go here with the second half of this football game. Lumberjacks right in it, trailing 7-0, and getting the football first here in the second half of play. pretty decent crowd out here considering how threatening the weather was. We were hearing there were going to be storms. They have not arrived yet, although it is getting foggy now, foggy and hazy. Maybe a little bit of drizzle out there, but it looks like it's pretty comfortable for fans right now. And so the weather really hasn't played a factor. The footing has been pretty decent. There have been a couple of slips, and there have been a couple of fumbles. Nobody's lost a fumble yet, though. Each team was able to recover whatever ball they fumbled. Captains are meeting at midfield to go over again who will get the ball here, and it will be the Lumberjacks who will receive in the second half. East captains are Brennan Becker, Sam Romanski, and I believe Patrick Reif. Actually, no, Tim Nass, excuse me. Tim Nass, Sam Romanski, and Brennan Becker, the captains for the Lumberjacks. Each team retreats to their sideline here and will get final instructions from their coaches and we'll get set to go. 48 yards on the ground for East in that first half of football, including Stein had some nice runs up the middle. He was the deep man in the eye, and he was able to pick up some decent yardage on a couple of runs. He had a 17-yard run and an 11-yard run. Basically, two of the bigger plays the East offense was able to put together. They did have one long pass play, well, longish. It was enough to pick up a first down, but it got wiped out by a holding penalty. That was one of the bigger problems for the East offense in the first half was penalties. They had two delay of game penalties. They had a holding penalty. They had an illegal motion or illegal procedure penalty. So they really were not helping themselves out. And if, in fact, they did gain yardage, they would lose it right back on penalties. Kind of hard to move the football and sustain a drive when you're getting penalized on any number of plays during possession. All right, Rapids kick team is out there ready to go. And here come the East. Here comes the East receiving team. It's going to be Hodges, Tyquan Hodges, and Brennan Becker who will drop back deep for the Lumberjacks. Like to see Hodges get his hands on the football and get out into open field and see what he could do. He did return one kickoff that in the first half that actually went, he misplayed on a bounce and picked it up inside the 5-yard line and still was able to bring it back about 15 yards under pressure. So let's see what happens here. Got to be aware that Rapids, other teams have done it. Second half kickoff, come out and lay down an onside kick. Both teams are ready here. I'm not quite sure what the delay is. They've got the clock ready to go now, and I guess we're set to go. But that front line for the Lumberjacks, those five guys have to be aware of a possible onside kick. You never know. You can't just retreat and set up your wedge. Here's the kick. It's a short, high kick. Going to be taken by one of the up men. Bobbled, fumbled, picked up by Becker. I think there was a catch call. I think the up man who was going to catch the football signaled for a fair catch, and that's going to kill the play. A whistle was blown. So East will start with the ball on the 26-yard line. I think that the up man was actually signaling to his deep man that he was going to take the ball. That's what it was. I don't think he was calling for a fair catch. I think he was telling Becker and Hodges that he was going to take the ball, and yet one of the officials blew his whistle. A penalty on that for trying to advance the ball after a fair catch. They're going to pick it up. All right, that makes more sense. All right, so East will have the football on the 26-yard line. Because I think that was, he did wave his hand a little bit, but I don't think he was calling for a fair catch. And the inadvertent whistle did stop the play, and so East was penalized. Becker had picked up the ball, and he was going to pick up a few more yards, but East will have it on the 26-yard line, and they'll start from there. They'll send two receivers out wide left this time. High backfield behind Daniel. And they're going to give it to the deep man. That's Stein. He's got a little bit of a hole and pounds out to the 30. Got a hole in the initial point of attack and then was taken down by a couple of Rapids defenders out near the 30-yard line. Pick up of about four for Isaac Stein, and it'll be second down and six for the Lumberjacks. Nass will split out wide left again. Patrick Reif out there with him. Offset eye behind Daniel this time. Here comes the blitz. They're going to try the handoff. No, Daniel's going to keep it. Cuts it back. Flag flies in. Daniel gets wrapped up and dropped near the 34. Going to be a holding call against the Lumberjacks, I would imagine. And once again, good initial push in front by Wisconsin Rapids. Busted up that play. I think Daniel wanted to try to get the ball to his inside man, but that quick hitter man, Daniel, the guy in the running back, was past him by the time he spun to give him the ball, so he had to keep it and try to get it around the edge. Picked up a couple, but that's going to come back and be marked off from the 30-yard line. So once again, penalties continue to kill the Lumberjack offense here. It's going to be all the way marked all the way back to the 21-yard line or the 20-yard line, and that's where East will have it. Going to be second down and about 15, second down 15 yards, maybe 17 from the 20-yard line. Receivers left and right this time for Kyle Daniel. Straight quick drop. He gets the ball out to Reif. It's complete, and he's going to be wrapped up and dropped out near the 25-yard line. Going to be a pickup of about 4 or 5 on the pass and catch from Daniel to Reif. So it will be third down and about 11. Maybe 12, third down and 12. Receivers left and right. East comes to the line. Rapids a little bit slow getting to the line at the time. Here's another pass, slant pass. Nass caught it. It's going to be short of the first down as he gets wrestled down out near the 34. A little slant pattern. And they're going to be short of the first down, probably set up a punting situation as Nass got tackled at about the 34-yard line. Daniel showing nice zip on those passes, though. And it will be a punt situation. McGinnity standing at his own 20-yard line for the Lumberjacks. Snap is good. Here comes a rush. They almost got to that one, but it's a good punt. High floater, and it's touched. Now it's going to be dropped and touched up by the Lumberjacks. Thought maybe one of the Rapids players got a hand on that. There was a crowd of people around the ball. But a good punt by McGinnity. He got that one away clean under pressure. But Rapids will have good field position at their own 36, 37-yard line. So once again, the Lumberjack offense continues to sputter here in the early going. And penalties have been the main problem so far. First down and 10 for Wisconsin Rapids. Receivers split left and right. Wiernick going to hand it in inside. There's a hole there and then closed quickly, making a nice stand-up tackle that time was Ethan Crispell coming up from his defensive back spot. And the ball came loose and the Lumberjacks have it. Apparently that ball came out and East will have the football. I don't know where that ball came out, but Crispell put the big hit on the running back and it will be East of football at the 41-yard line of Wisconsin Rapids. So the first turnover of the game goes to the Lumberjacks. East comes to the line. Right receivers left and right. High backfield behind Daniel. Here comes the blitz. They're going to hand it off to the deep man in the eye. Stein bounces it outside, and he gets it down the sideline inside the 25-yard line. And that is going to be a pickup of about 19 yards on the carry for Stein. That was a nice run off the right side. Some nice holes there by the offensive line. And East will have a first down. And 10 on the Wisconsin Rapids, 23. Lumberjacks looking for the equalizer here. They trail it 7-0. Two receivers split wide left. High backfield. Daniel. Going to hand it off, and this time they corral Stein in the backfield, and he is dropped for a loss that time. They slide in that time and make the stop. Call it no gain on the play, second down and 10. .852 to play here, third quarter. Lumberjacks threatening after recovering a fumble here. Reif and Nass go wide left. Daniel under center. Quick snap. Play action. No, actually, quick handoff inside and powering down near the 15-yard line is Brennan Becker. That was a heck of a fake right there. And Becker took the inside handoff and powered down near the 15. Call that a pickup of 7 on the carry for Brennan Becker. Third down and 3 for the Lumberjacks. Big play right here. See if he can get a first down. Keep this drive alive. You don't want to rely on another field goal attempt here. Tight formation. Daniel quickly. They're going to go quickly inside handoff to Becker. And now a flag flies before the play. Probably going to be a false start or an illegal procedure penalty. And once again, a penalty is going to put a kink in a Wausau East drive here. They tried a quick count that time, and it's going to be a penalty called on the Lumberjacks for illegal procedure. Back them up 5. It's going to be third down now and 8 instead of third down and 3, and that, of course, changes what you can do. One of the East offensive linemen lost his shoe, and he may have to come off the field. Oh, he's just going to put it on, and he's trying to tie his shoe while they're in the huddle here. So Lumberjacks will come to the line. They've got Tyquan Rogers in the game in the slot position. 4 receivers on the field now for East. Daniel. Now they maybe drew him offside. Daniel back to pass. All kinds of time. He's got a man in the pass behind the intended receiver. He was open. That was Reif inside the 10-yard line. And the pass a little bit behind him. Daniel had time and fired it a little bit off target. And it's incomplete. Fourth down is the call now. And they're going to try another field goal here. They were wide right with the last attempt. This one's going to be marked at about the 27-yard line, so call it a 37-yard field goal attempt here for Gabe McGinnity. Tim Nass is the holder. Snap is there. Kick is up, and the kick is going to be short. Just short. It was going to be on target that time, but it's short, and the Lumberjacks still have not found the scoreboard here. 7:42 to play in the third quarter, and we'll keep it right here. And remind you that East football is brought to you in part by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, nobody does it better for you than Country Fresh Meats on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. And also by Inner City State Bank, serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and businesses, inviting you to come bank with us. So the Lumberjacks had an opportunity. They had a man open in first down territory, and Daniels pass a little bit off target, and so they had to try the field goal. It comes up short, and Rapids has the football again here. And they're going to try to pass. Wiernick keeps his feet. Now he throws it into the ground, incomplete. He was running for his life. He was able to break a tackle and roll right and throw it away. Incomplete. Wiernick's down to 4 now through the air. And it'll bring up a second down and 10. Once again, Wiernick has to run all the way to the sideline to get the play and bring it back in. Now they're going to have to hurry to get to the line and get this play in, and they do. They quickly break the huddle. How can he call the play that quick? He brings it in. They weren't in the huddle more than a half a second when they broke it and get to the line. Split backfield. Inside handoff and going nowhere. Wrapped up again nicely by the East defense, keeping their gap assignments. And it was going to be... Andy Cravens made the stop there on that rushing attempt. Call it a pickup of maybe a yard. Call it no gain. Third down and 10 for Wisconsin Rapids. Offset backfield behind Wiernick again. Now two receivers split wide left to the near side. And Wiernick's going to keep it himself. Now he pitches it, and they've got a man. They've got running room, cutting it back, and now a flag flies in behind the play. And it's going to be a hold against Wisconsin Rapids, I believe. So that'll wipe out that big run on the option pitch. And they'll take the penalty, and that'll come back. So the first time tonight, really, that the option worked that time, and East didn't have enough defenders out there to cover all of the options. And they got a nice run, but it's wiped out by the holding penalty, and it's coming back. And they will mark it off, I believe, from where the infraction occurred. So they're actually going to gain a little yardage on the play. Ball's going to be marked at the 23-yard line. Excuse me, the 28-yard line. It'll be third down and three, so they actually get a penalty but gain yardage, but it would have been a lot more yardage in a first down without the penalty. So East will take it. Third down and three. And Rapids comes to the line. Two receivers wide left. Split backfield behind Wiernick again. Wiernick's going to try to keep it, cuts it back, and he's dropped short of the first down. Once again, great defense. Romanski getting in there to grab him around the ankles. Also in there on the stop, Corey Cornea for Wausau East, and it'll be fourth down. Let's see what Rapids decides to do here. Fourth down and three. Looks like they will punt it away. Tim Nass is going to drop back deep for the Lumberjacks. And Rapids punter will stand back at his 15-yard line. Gets the punt away. Nass is going to call a fair catch. He does, and will take it at about the 38-yard line, 37 or 38-yard line of the Lumberjacks is where East will start this time. Trying to get on the board here. They have had chances with short fields on a blocked punt, on a bobbled punt snap, and on a fumble recovery, but have yet to crack the scoreboard. They trail at 7-0. See what they can do here. They're going to send out right, wide left, Nass wide right, offset backfield behind Daniel. Daniel under center. Play action. He wants to throw. He's got time. He's got a man. It's caught. And that is going to be Sam Romanski, the tight end, making the catch for a gain of about 8 or 9 out across the 45 to about the 47. Call it a pickup of 9 on the pass and catch. And it will be second down and very short for the Lumberjacks at about the 48. Daniel comes to the line. And they're going to try the inside handoff. That's Becker. I don't know if he got it or not. He didn't need to get much, but he got spun around. They're going to mark it shy of the 49. And they're not going to give him the 49-yard line, so I don't know if that's going to be enough or not. It is going to be enough by about half the football. First down. And the Lumberjacks will have a new set of downs here near the 49-yard line. For Brennan Becker to pick up the first down. Two receivers wide left. Daniel under center. High backfield. Becker right behind him. Stein in the deep man position. He gets the ball, breaks, and picks up about two or three. Ran through right through two would-be tacklers. He got through them. I don't know if they didn't think he had the ball or what, but he sliced right through two defenders and picked up 2 or 3 yards on the play. They had a chance to throw him for a loss in the backfield, and Stein picks up 2 or 3 on the carry. Call it second down and 7. Ball inside Rapids territory now at the 48. Daniel, quick snap this time against Stein again. Piling through, breaking tackles out near first down yardage. He just ran over a couple of Rapids Raiders that time. Going to be out near a first down. Let's see where they mark it. It will be third down and inches. Call it a pickup of 6.5 on the carry for Stein, and boy, did he punish some Rapids would-be tacklers there. Third down and inches now for the Lumberjacks at about the 40, just inside the 42-yard line of Wisconsin Rapids. They come quickly to the line. Daniel, quarterback keeper, quick snap, and he gets the first down as he sneaks underneath past the 40. That was just he patted the center on the behind and said, snap me the ball, and nobody else moved. And Daniel just sliced right through and picked up the first down inside the 40-yard line to about the 39 of Wisconsin Rapids. First and 10 Lumberjacks inside the 40-yard line. Straight drop back to pass. Now he's flushed out and he's knocked out. Couldn't keep his balance. Getting a hand on him for Wisconsin Rapids was Jake Tim. And it was enough to screw up his balance, and Daniel went down back near the 45. Call it a loss of about six on the sack. And once again, the Lumberjacks will face second and long now, second and about 16. If Daniel could have kept his balance, he would have had some time to throw as he was flushed out of the pocket there. Two receivers right this time for the Lumberjacks. Once again, this is Stein, and he gets it back near the initial line of scrimmage. So call it a pickup of six on the carry by Stein, but now it'll be third down and 10. We're down to 3:14 to play here, third quarter. Still 7-0 Wisconsin Rapids. East football brought to you in part by Marshfield Clinic. If you need help with a sports injury, see the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. Two receivers wide left to the far side. Daniel under center. He wants to pass. He drops back, and he throws it into the ground. He was being pressured that time and threw that one into the ground incomplete. And it'll be fourth down and 11, and they're going to set up on here. Fourth down and 11. Gabe McGinnity will stand at his own 45-yard line. The snap back to McGinnity, and he gets the punt away. Once again, there was pressure, and once again, it's a good punt. And that is going to roll dead inside the 5-yard line at about the 4. Gabe McGinnity, once again, punting under pressure, got it away and killed it inside the 5-yard line. And Rapids is pressed up against their own end zone here as they will take over with 2:34 to play in the third quarter. So if you're playing field position football, you can't do much better than that. As you kill a punt dead inside the 5, they're going to mark it at the 3, so call it first and 10 for Wisconsin Rapids from there. East has recovered a fumble in Rapids territory tonight, couldn't do anything with it. And Wiernick is going to, that looks like a busted play right there. Wiernick, I think, kept the football. Ball fell forward maybe to the 4-yard line. Call it a pickup of maybe one. Matt Grady on the tackle, and it's going to be second down and a long 9. Rapids has really been able to only bust one long run on the option tonight, and that was wiped out by penalty. It's been a pretty good job by the East defense so far here tonight. They did give up the one long pass play back in the first quarter, which led to the touchdown. Inside handoff. No, not breaking it. Just as I say that, they break it through into the secondary all the way out to the 30-yard line. Breaking free that time was Logan Betcher, and that gets Rapids out from the shadow of their end zone and a first down. Call up a pickup of about 26 on the carry there for Logan Betcher. First and 10, Wisconsin Rapids across their own 30-yard line to about the 31. Under 2 minutes to play here, third quarter. Raiders come to the line. Wiernick under center's got a slot man. Full house backfield that time. He wants to throw. They want to go deep. And they've got a man, and the ball is overthrown. He had a step or two on the defender, but the ball overthrown and incomplete. So Rapids goes for the downs here after running off the big play on the ground. They go to the long pass through the air and just a little bit overthrown. Second down and 10. Wiernick brings the play back in from the sideline, and he will head back to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers wide right for Wisconsin Rapids. Split backfield behind Wiernick. And he's going to pitch it this time around the right side and knocked down after a short gain of 3, maybe 4, out to about the 35-yard line. Going to be third down on the pitch play that time. And it's third down and 7 now for Wisconsin Rapids. Another big third down play for the East defense. They're going to send two receivers wide left this time. And Nick is going to try the counter play and breaking tackles, but not far enough. That one's Betcher again. He's knocked down at about the 30. They're going to give him the 36, maybe the 37-yard line. It's going to be fourth down and about four, maybe three. No, four. Call it four. So it's going to be a punting situation for Wisconsin Rapids. Nice job of staying home on the counter play by the East linebackers, and they were able to knock that one down short of the first down. Nass drops back near his own 25-yard line to field this punt. And now we get a whistle and a delay of game called against Wisconsin Rapids. They took a long time to get that punt formation set up. So they'll have to punt from a little bit farther back, and East might get some better defense here, or a better field position here. Lumberjacks changing their unit here. There's a snap over the head of the punter. It's going to roll back to about the 5-yard line and tackled down near the 5, and East will have the football at the 5-yard line. You could hear the Rapids coaches calling, wanting too many men on the field. East was running off the field. They had a man about... Hey, man, about 2 yards shy of his own bench. He wasn't anywhere near the play, but he was on the field about 2 yards shy from getting off the field near his own bench. But the punt went over the punter's, or the snap went over the punter's head all the way down near the end zone, and East will have the football on the 5-yard line looking for the equalizer here. Let's see if they can get it. Daniel, quick hitter, Becker, he punches through. Did he get in? Three line, got it down near the 1 foot line. I think he got that one in, but they're going to mark him shy. It's going to be second down and goal from inside the one. I think the tip of the ball is nearly touching the goal line here. And East is about 1 foot away from getting the equalizer here if they can kick the extra point. Daniel, they're going to try the quick hitter again. This time into the end zone. It's Becker for the touchdown, and it's 7-6. And the Lumberjacks take advantage of the third botched punt of the night for Wisconsin Rapids to get the ball down on the 5-yard line. And Brennan Becker will take it in from the 1 foot line for the touchdown. And it is 7-6 pending the extra point. McGinnity will try the extra point. Snap is bad. The kick is up and the kick is good. And this game is tied. It's 7-0. Credit the holder that time, Tim Nass, for getting that hold down. That snap wasn't very good, but Nass was able to grab it, get the set, and McGinnity punches it through, and we are tied here at 7. 3 seconds remaining here in the third quarter, so we'll keep it right here and take our next break at the end of the quarter after this kickoff. And we've got, I thought we had an injured Lumberjack, but no, it's Coach Turtelot just having a conversation with his long snapper there, Sam Romanski. Romanski is going to be one of those players that very rarely comes off the field for the Lumberjacks. He's the long snapper, he's the starting linebacker, and he's also plays some tight ends. He's not going to come off the field very often. He's off on kickoffs, and that may be one of the few times that he comes off the field. But the Lumberjacks get the equalizer, a one-foot run in by Becker for the touchdown, and the kick is good. We're tied at 7. Near the end of the third quarter here. So it will be McGinnity kicking off from the 40-yard line. Got to be some kind of squib kick to keep a run back from happening here. But let's see, the kick is going to end the quarter here. Just 3 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Let's see what they decide to do with this kick. McGinnity puts the boot to it. It's a line drive. It's going to take a bounce. Fielded cleanly at about the 17-yard line. Trying to get the corner. Cutting it outside. And now he's going to be swarmed under at about the 40-yard line. And that is where the third quarter will come to an end. Three quarters in the books, and we are now tied at 7. This is high school football on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjacks Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org, Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Hello, love of my life. Remember when I said that I didn't have someone else on the side? Well, I lied. It seems they're back, and it seems my feelings haven't changed. Shh, don't cry. I'll be back after the Super Bowl. It's just the NFL and I have a special relationship. You understand, right?
Running right, hurdles a man, and walks in for the touchdown!
See you in 6 months.
Kisses.
We are Mugwort!
Follow the Lumberjacks anywhere, live, play-by-play, and podcasts at everythinglumberjacks.com.
We are Mugwort!
And we're back here at Tom Field. Fans doing jump around as we get set for the fourth quarter of football, and we are all knotted up at 7. And Wisconsin Rapids has the football. First 10 from their own 39-yard line to begin this fourth quarter. Lumberjack defense has played a very good game so far. Let's see if they can keep it up right here. Wiernick brings Rapids to the lines. They're going to run the option and pitch it out. Cutting it back. Oh, a big hit right there. Somebody blew up that play at the 40-yard line. Let's see if we can get another. That's Tyquan Hodges, who came up from his defensive back spot and just blasted the running back and dropped him for no gain. That play looked like it might have had some yardage available to it until Hodges came up and put the big hit on the running back. That was Logan Wimmy. Call it no gain. Second down and 10 for Wisconsin Rapids. They're going to try the inside handoff this time. Positive yardage now breaking out. And first down yardage out across midfield into East Territory. That's a little bit of that razzle-dazzle faking there. And Betcher is able to pick up first down yardage. Pickup of about 13 on the carry. Somebody lost their man that time. And Betcher was able to break it through for a first down for Wisconsin Rapids into East Territory. Well, you've worked hard to get the equalizer here. Well, you don't want to give them up. Give up points right back on the next drive. Let's see if they can stiffen here in their own territory. First and 10, Wisconsin Rapids at the East 48. Wiernick to the line. Man comes in motion. Almost drew East off. And did they, or did somebody from Rapids move? That's going to be offside against the Lumberjacks. Hard count cost East side. That's going to cost him 5 yards. And somebody jumped. And they'll mark it inside the 45 to about the 43-yard line. First down and 5 now for Wisconsin Rapids. When Coach Turtelot and his staff look at this film, the penalties are going to stand out big time here for the Lumberjacks tonight. First down and 5. Inside handoff. And once again, breaking tackles through the middle. Down inside the 35 to about the 33. That's Betcher again. And a pickup of about 12 on the carry. So two in a row, picking up big yardage. They're going to mark that at about the 32-yard line. First and 10, Wisconsin Rapids from the East 32. Lumberjack defense has to come up with something to slow down the Rapids running attack right here. They're going to try it again, and this time Betcher doesn't go anywhere. Maybe got a yard to the 30, maybe a couple, call it two. He has stood up and then twisted down at about the 30-yard line. Call it second down and 8. Clock moving, 10:15 to play here, fourth quarter. We're tied at 7. Second down and 8. Rapids taking a long time to get this play in from the sideline. Now they will line up. Wiernick at the line. Long count. They get the play off. He drops back to pass. He wants to throw it down the middle of the field. They've got a man wide open and caught by the tight end inside the 10-yard line. Nobody picked him up at all. He was wide open. He fell backwards as he caught it. Otherwise, he could have waltzed into the end zone. And on that catch for Wisconsin Rapids, that's Thomas Olsen again. So somebody lost coverage right there on Olsen. And a pickup of 22 on the pass and catch. First and goal, Wisconsin Rapids at the 7. Maybe the 8. Lumberjack defense is bending for the first time tonight. Here's an inside handoff. That's going nowhere. Maybe picked up a yard on the play. And it'll be second down and goal from the 5. So Lumberjacks need a defensive stop right here. They have just tied the game after being down 7-0 for much of this contest. They tied the game 7-7 on the next possession. Rapids has been able to march the ball down to the 5-yard line. It's second down and goal from the 5. Wiernick brings Rapids to the line. They're going to try the option. They pitch it. They get the pitch out. Can he get the corner? He does, but then knocked out of bounds short of the goal line. They're going to say he went out at about the 3. Call it a pickup of 2 on the carry. Hodges getting over there for East to make the stop along with Xavier Warren. And there's also a flag on the play. Logan Wimby on that carry. Let's see what the flag is all about. It's going to be against Wisconsin Rapids. It's going to be a hold, and that'll back him up. Get him away from the goal line, out past the 10, out near the 13-yard line. So the penalty bug biting Rapids as well here as they get down near scoring territory. Now it's going to be second down and goal from the 12 or 13. Rapids comes to the line. Two receivers wide left. Wiernick to the line. He's going to fake the pitch, try the rollout again. He's got time, throwing it into the end zone. It's going to be incomplete out of the back of the end zone. He caught it, but he was well out of bounds when he made the catch. Throw was a little bit long, and it's going to be third down and goal from the 13. That's a good catch by Olsen out there again, but the throw is a little bit long. He made the grab, but outside the back of the end zone near the corner. Third down and goal from the 13. Rapids sends in the play from the sideline. We'll bring him to the line. We're tied at 7, 8:18 to play, fourth quarter. Rapids, third and goal from the 13. Back to pass, straight drop. Here comes an inside screen. They've got it set up, and they're going to get a touchdown. What a beautifully designed play right there. And it's a touchdown for Wisconsin Rapids on an inside screen. And catching the football for Rapids was Logan Betcher. And he had blockers all around him, and there was no way East could stop that once the catch was made. They had the rushers came free as they set up that inside screen, and it was a beautiful call for Wisconsin Rapids, and they have regained the lead here 13-7 on the inside screen pass, a 13-yard touchdown pass from Wiernick to Betcher. Here's the extra point attempt. That's blocked. And that was Hodges coming in from the corner. I don't know if he got a piece of it or if somebody in front did as well, but Hodges sliding in from the corner and just using his speed laid out and blocked that extra punt. So it is a 6-point game. 13-7. We'll be back in a moment. You're listening to East Football, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at Tom Field as Rapids get set to kick off here after regaining the lead. The 13-yard pass from Wiernick to Betcher. The extra point blocked, so it's 13-7. Lumberjacks will get the ball back here. Here's the kick, line drive, and that's going to be Hodges. Nearly went down, kept his footing at the 15, the 20. And he's going to be knocked down as he gets across the 30-yard line to about the 31. So East will have the football at the 31-yard line to begin this drive. And let's see what the Lumberjacks can do here. Down 6 here with 8:04 to play, fourth quarter. Both of these teams 1-8 last season. Rapids' only win was against East. Lumberjacks to the line. Daniel. And back to pass. Throws a little pass along the right flat, and it's caught, but not going to be much there. Covered nicely. Nass caught the pass, but for a very limited gain, if any. Call it maybe one on the pass and catch. They've been able to keep Nass in check for much of the night. He's got four catches, but not for much yardage. Two receivers wide left. Daniel, hand off to Stein. He's got some room, breaks a tackle, still on his feet, getting it out near the 39-yard line. Going to be short of the first down, but a nice pickup for Isaac Stein. Pickup of about 8 on the carry for Stein. He's having a nice second half here, actually having a nice ball game on the ground. Going to be third down and about 2 for the Lumberjacks out at their own 39-yard line. 6:58 to play here, fourth quarter. 13-7, Rapids with the lead. And we've got a situation and stoppage of play for some reason down on the field. I think some equipment problems for Rapids. They're trying to get a helmet fixed on one of the players. And trying to get a chin snap snapped. So now they get it taken care of, and East is going to huddle up again. Third down and 2. They apparently restarted the play clock here, so East has a chance to huddle and now get back to the line. A big play. And breaking through, and this could go all the way, and it will. It's Brennan Becker breaking through on the quick hitter, and he takes it to the house for a touchdown. And the Lumberjacks have tied the game on a 61-yard run by Brennan Becker. The quick hitter on the quick snap count. And I don't know if Rapids wasn't ready or somebody missed the tackle. It didn't look like anybody touched him. He went clean, 61 yards, and we're tied at 13. Pending the extra point, East could take the lead for the first time here tonight. East is missing a player out there on the extra point team, and they may have to burn a timeout here. Holy cow. Now late getting on the field. Now they still don't have the wrong personnel, and they're going to maybe just go with what they've got. It's too late now. There's the snap. The kick is up. The kick is no good. They missed it wide left, and it's tied at 13. So we had the situation with the Lumberjacks having not enough men on the field. They were trying to get somebody on late, and they snapped it anyway, and the extra point missed wide left, and the game remains tied at 13. So you just break a big run and can't get the right personnel out on the field for the extra point team. You know the coaches are furious about that, and they're going to have a serious conversation come Monday or maybe even tomorrow on what's going on with getting the right personnel on the field for an extra point. We're tied at 13, though, as East breaks the big play, a 61-yard run by Brennan Becker for the touchdown, and a missed extra point for both teams now, one blocked and one missed wide left, and we are tied at 13. 6:45 to play here, fourth quarter. And East will get ready to kick off, and now the defense has to come up again, and get a stop and get the ball back. You thought maybe you were going to take the lead here with an extra point, and yet could not get it done. So now a tie score, and Rapids will get the ball back here. Gabe McGinnity will line up to kick it off. Ball teed up at the 40-yard line. Rapids has two men deep. And here's the kick. Going to be a line drive, short kick. Going to be fielded at about the 28-yard line and out across the 40. So Rapids is going to have good field position. I don't know if they were trying to pooch that in between the up men and the back men, but one of the up men for Rapids grabbed it and had a nice return. And Rapids has good field position at about the 41-yard line. So let's see if the East defense can come up with a stop here. They came up with a big stop with the help of a penalty down near the goal line. Rapids had the ball first and make that, it was second down and goal on the 5, and looked like they were going to punch it in, but a penalty took them out of range. They're going to hand it off inside, and not much there. Getting in there to make the initial hit for the Lumberjacks was Isaac Stein. Stein's another guy that gets some work on both sides of the football. They call it a pickup of 2 on the carry, so call it second down and 8. That 2-yard pickup is just by falling forward after being hit initially at the line of scrimmage. And here they come to the line. Receivers left and right again. Olsen is a dangerous receiver. You got to keep two guys out on him. Man in motion. And now we get a whistle, and going to be a delay of game call against Wisconsin Rapids. They didn't get the playoff in time. So another penalty flag here tonight. Both teams have been penalized a lot more than you like to see. Now, obviously, some of it is first game stuff that you won't see later in the year, you would hope, especially the delay of game calls. The communication will get better on play calls. Recognition of what they want will get better. Able to communicate to the players in the huddle will get better. But for a first night, it's been tough. Lots of delay of game calls here tonight. Second down and 13 for Wisconsin Rapids. Wiernick, back to pass, rolls out. He's got time. Now he's going to pull it down and run with it. He's going to be knocked down after getting back to maybe the initial line of scrimmage. Pick up 3 or 4 on the carry, possibly. Romanski in on the stop for the Lumberjacks. Going to be third down and about 8 for Wisconsin Rapids. Huge play right here as the clock starts ticking down. 5:12 to play. Here in the fourth quarter. Receivers left and right. Wiernick inside, hand up, went nowhere. Maybe a yard to the 45. Good defense by the Lumberjacks is going to force another Rapids punt. It's going to be fourth down and about 7 or 8. And East should get the ball back here. The Lumberjack defense comes up with a big play. And now once again, some confusion as to who's going to be on the field here. Now they will set it up. Nass is the deep man. Once again, the snap was bounced. This time they're able to get the punt away, and Nass takes a fair catch at his own 20-yard line. Good punt by Wisconsin Rapids. Their punter is Dylan Schutte. And it will be East football at their own 20-yard line in a game with 4:20 to play here in regulation and all three timeouts remaining for both teams. So let's see what the Lumberjacks come up with here. They just scored on a big quick hitter, Becker, up the middle for 61 yards. They come to the line again. Daniel, they try it again. And that time it went nowhere. Rapids played it well that time. Maybe a pickup of 1 or 2 on the carry for Becker. Actually, they're going to mark him at the 22, so call it second down. And well, they gave him about a yard. One official looked like he was at the 22, but yeah, they're going to move it a little bit. Call it second down and 8. on the carry for Becker. Went to the well again. Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me one, twice, shame on me. Something like that. Second down and 8. They give it to Stein this time. Bounces it outside, but he's going to be wrapped up and dropped. Picked up maybe 3 on the carry. It's going to be 3rd down and about 5. They're going to mark it just shy of the 25-yard line, so call it 3rd down and 6. So let's see if the Lumberjacks decide to go to the air here. Wide receivers left and right. They're going to keep the formation pretty much the same. Offset backfield behind Daniel. Long snap. Straight drop. Now pump fake. It's not there. Now he throws it down the middle. He's got him. And it's caught. And that was a nice fake. They had that set up. They faked the short pass, and then nobody picked up Nass as he went deep down the middle, and he stopped with a little curl back at about the 2-yard line. It's a first down. And that's about an 18-yard pass and catch from Daniel to Tim Nass. That was a nice little fake right there. And it's a first down east at their own 42-yard line. Kyle Daniel's showing me something here tonight through the air. He's got a nice arm. First and 10, Lumberjacks. Play action again. He's got time. Now he's flushed. Gets away from him. Traffic passes it complete. And I think that's Romanski, the tight end, across midfield into Rapids territory at about the 47-yard line. That's going to be a pickup of 10 or 11 on the pass and catch to Sam Romanski, his second catch of the night. And it's first and 10, enough for a first down for the Lumberjacks. Clock moving, 2:18 to play in regulation. We're tied at 13. Lumberjacks have already a couple of field goals tonight and missed one wide right and left one short. So you think they're going to have to get a little closer than they were earlier. Two receivers wide right. Daniel under center. Straight drop again. Now he's being flushed. Avoids the pressure. Avoids it again. Throws it back across the field. Complete to Nass to the 40-yard line. And there's a flag behind the play. And is that going to be against... is that going to be against East, or is that going to be a roughing the passer call? Let's see. Flag way behind the play, back near the quarterback. And it looks like it's going to be against Rapids, possibly a roughing the passer. Now let's see what it's going to be. It is going to be a personal foul against Wisconsin Rapids, roughing the passer. And so we'll tack some yardage on from that completed pass. It was a pickup of about 7 on the pass and catch to Nass, and that was all Kyle Daniel. I'll tell you what, Kyle Daniel in this second half has really played well, and he avoided pressure twice that time, could have been sacked, and the ball now all the way down to the 26-yard line as we go down to 2:02 to play. Tie game, 13 all. They've stayed with the two receiver set. Even though they go into the air here, man comes in motion. They give it to Stein, straight up the middle, falls forward, not much there, maybe a yard or two, down to about the 24-yard line. Call it a pickup of 1 on the carry for Stein, second down and 9. Still all 3 timeouts remaining, and the clock ticking down to a minute 45. East comes to the line. If nothing else, they're killing a lot of this clock, and Rapids isn't going to get the ball back with much time left if they do get it back. They give it to Stein again, bounces off a tackle, and it's going to be wrapped up and dropped. Call it no gain that time as Stein got wrapped up and dropped. And now East is going to have to go to the air, you would think. Third down and 7, call it. Ball marked at the 23-yard line. Timeout called by the Lumberjacks here with a minute 14 to play. We'll keep it right here and remind you that East football brought to you in part by Brainerd Funeral Home. They're here to help celebrate, honor, and pay tribute to your loved one, a proud sponsor of East Sports. Streaming tonight, not tonight, but in future games, is going to be brought to you in part by the Bone and Joint Center, Cloverbelt Credit Union, Country Fresh Meats, and Inner City State Bank. You'll be able to hear the Lumberjacks worldwide at foxsportswasa.com. Streaming with a few glitches tonight. Couldn't get it going for you, but we hope to have it ready for you next week. And you'll be able to hear the games as podcasts that will be posted on everythinglumberjacks.com, foxsportswasa.com as well. So you can check all that out, especially if the Lumberjacks are able to pull this out in thrilling fashion as we go down to the wire here, tied up at 13. Lumberjacks tried a couple of running plays there after having some success through the air, and the Rapids defense was up to the task, and now it's third down and 7. You'd like to get probably another 10 yards before you want to try another field goal attempt. The Lumberjacks with a new kicker, and he's had a few problems tonight. He's missed a field goal wide right, missed a field goal short, and missed an extra point wide left. So you'd like to get fairly close here tonight if you could, if you need to try to kick a game-winning field goal. All of those misses, though, would be wiped out completely if he could kick one through to win it. But let's see if they can pick up a first down here. Third down at 7. Huge play. 4 receivers in the formation for the Lumberjacks. Single back behind Daniel. Back to pass. He looks, steps up, and he gets away from the sack. Now he throws it. It's going to throw it away out of bounds. And it's going to be fourth down for the Lumberjacks. Well, he avoided the sack again, and now a flag comes in. And they're going to say there was nobody in position to catch the ball. It's going to be illegal. It's going to be intentional grounding, I think, against the Lumberjacks. They're talking to Rapids. I think it's going to be intentional grounding against East is what they're going to call, as the sideline official is saying there was nobody in the area of where that pass was going. Romanski's trying to argue his case, but the coach tells him to step back and, it's going to be intentional grounding against the Lumberjacks. So that'll really push him back. So any thoughts of trying a game-winning field goal will go out the window here. It's going to be fourth down, loss of down as well on the intentional grounding call. And Daniel just tried to get rid of that ball. Threw it out of bounds. It's not like the pros where you can, once you get out of the tackle boxes, you can throw it away. And it will be fourth down. They're going to go for it here. Fourth down and about 12 for the Lumberjacks. They're going to go for it. 4 receivers in the formation. Daniel back to pass. He's got time. Steps up. Throws it deep. Throwing it up for grabs. And it's going to be caught. Caught. Down at the 1-yard line. Or is he in the red zone? Going to be down at the 1-yard line. They threw it up for grabs. There were 2 defenders there. Who made that catch? Trying to see who made that catch. Was that Lacey or was that Nass? I can't see the black numbers over there on the far side of the field, but we'll figure out who made the catch. But the Lumberjacks have a first and goal on the 1-yard line with a chance to take the lead here. 51 seconds remaining in the game. A fourth down and 12, they threw it up to the goal line for grabs, and the receiver outjumped 2 defenders who were right there. Daniel hurries to the line, and now East will take a timeout. They were running out of time to get that playoff, but they take the timeout here. They'll have 1 remaining, and they will set up this play. It is first and goal at the 1 for the Lumberjacks, and we'll try to figure out who caught that football. Brennan Becker apparently made the catch. Brennan Becker, I'm told, made the catch at the goal line, out jumping a couple of defenders at the goal line. Information had and Becker went up with 2 defenders on him and made the grab. First and goal at the 1. 13-13. It's not in yet. You got to hang on to the football here. You know Rapids is going to be trying to strip it. East huddles up. They've had some success with the quick snap. They've got Becker up in front of the eye. They're going to give it to Becker. Can he move the field? Packy did. Touchdown, Lumberjacks. As Becker scores from the 1, his 2nd touchdown of the night. Actually, his 3rd touchdown of the night, and the 2nd from in close And the Lumberjacks have the lead here, 19-13, pending the extra point. I would think you go for two here. No, they're going to kick it. McGinnity will line up to kick the extra point here. Snap is good. Kick is blocked, but it missed wide right. That is the fourth kick that they have missed tonight. Two extra points and two field goals, so the game remains a six-point game. It gives Rapids at least some kind of life if they can come up with some big plays, but they've only got 38 seconds to work with. They do have two timeouts. We'll keep it right here. Lumberjack football is being brought to you in part by the law firm of Mallory and Zimmerman, proud supporter of local high school sports, wishing all of the area athletes a successful season. Also, CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. So now you set up what you want on the kick return here. You don't want to give up the big return, no doubt about that. Get your speed guys in the field. Nobody gets a corner. Nobody gets a running start up the middle. 38 seconds remaining. McGinnity will kick off. Lumberjacks trying to win their opener tonight and match their victory total from all of last season and start the Tom Turtelot regime out with a victory, but it's not over yet. Here's the kick. It's a line drive squibber, and it's going to be fielded at about the 16-yard line. Bringing it up the middle, breaking tackles, but then closing from behind and making the tackle. And on that stop for the Lumberjacks was Andy Cravens. And so Rapids has the football with 33 seconds to play, first and 10 on their own 34-yard line. You've got to be aware of where Olsen is. He has caught the long balls here today for Wisconsin Rapids. They're going to have Tyquan Hodges play deep. Cannot let anybody get behind the last defender in this situation. And now a timeout called by Wausau East. And they're going to talk over what they want here. And that's got to be made perfectly clear to especially the defensive backs and the safeties. Nobody can get behind the last man here on defense for the Lumberjacks. We've seen it happen before. I remember a couple of years ago when they were ahead in a game and they gave up a long pass play on one of the final plays of the game because somebody got behind the defense. You just can't figure out how that can happen, but it does. You just got to keep telling them and telling them and telling them. These are high school kids, and they're, boy, you got to know the adrenaline's pumping down there right now. It's not over yet. 19-13, Lumberjacks have the lead by 6 with 33 seconds remaining. Rapids has the ball first and 10 on their own 34. And I'll tell you what, if they can get the kicking problems figured out here, this game isn't even in question at this point. They'll be working on kicking during practice. You got to believe that in the next week. All right, Rapids back out on the field. Let's see what they have come up with here. They send two receivers wide left. And you know as well as I do, the option has the ability to break big plays. Wiernick's going to roll out. He wants to throw deep, and he's got a man back there. It's going to be caught. No, incomplete. It came out and hit the ground. Almost a great catch out there. There was double coverage, and that's Olsen. I think he came down and landed on the football, as he's a little bit slow to get up, but he's up. But almost a great catch, but it's called incomplete. And it will be second down and 10 with 24 seconds remaining. And once again, Olsen almost got behind the defense. In fact, he did by about a step. The throw was a little bit underthrown that time, and that allowed the East defenders to get back and maybe try to make a play on that. Olsen almost made a great catch right there. If I'm the Lumberjacks, I'm playing those safeties another 5 yards back, at least. They've got their safeties about 10 or 11 yards off the line of scrimmage. Wiernick Wants to throw. He gets hit. Throws. It's going to be picked off. Deflected and picked off. And the Lumberjacks have it. And this one is going to be over as the Lumberjacks will be able to run the clock out with 18 seconds left. And the quarterback for Wisconsin Rapids, Wiernick, is coming up limping at the end of the play. The ball was tipped or off the receiver's hands and then grabbed by the Lumberjacks. And making that interception, I believe, was Tyquan Hodges. And that will ice this game for the Lumberjacks. All they have to do is run the clock out here with 18 seconds remaining. Rapids does have two timeouts left. And the Lumberjacks will come to the line. East did not score a point in the first half of this game, but they made some adjustments, especially offensively, and were able to break some big plays in the second half. Victory formation for the Lumberjacks. Daniel will take the snap and take a knee. And I don't think Rapids is going to stop the clock. They're just going to let it run. And this game will come to an end with a Lumberjack victory. East will win their opener here tonight, topping Wisconsin Rapids by a score of 19-13. We'll take a break and come back with a quick recap after this and talk about an exciting East comeback and a victory here tonight. Back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Football, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
This is WRIG, Schofield, Wausau, and translator station W230BU, 93.9 FM, Wausau.
A boy born in Joplin, Missouri, was fascinated by anything with wheels and a motor. The odds of him going on to fascinate millions with his talent? 1 in 260,000. The odds of this born racer having 157 career top 10 finishes in NASCAR? 1 in 125 billion. But every driver seeks the pinnacle of their achievements. The odds of him winning both the Daytona 500 and the Brickyard 400 in the same year? 1 in 195 million. The odds of a child being diagnosed with autism? 1 in 68. I'm NASCAR driver Jamie McMurray, and my niece has autism. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action. Look how he makes eye contact with his person. That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance will come in with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Saturday on Compass Media Network's coverage of the NFL. The Dallas Cowboys head to South Beach for a preseason battle with the Miami Dolphins. Hi, this is Jerry Recco. Join Kevin Ray, Danny White, and myself for all the action as Tony Romo and the Cowboys look for their first win in the preseason against Ryan Tannehill and the new-look Dolphins. Football is back. It's the Cowboys and the Dolphins. If it's the NFL, it's right here.
Saturday at 5:30 p.m. on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
It's a website just for East fans. EverythingLumberjacks.com. From Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
Tom King back here at Tom Field. An exciting finish tonight, and the Lumberjacks get a victory in their opener, knocking off Wisconsin Rapids by a score of 19-13. After being shut out in the first half, the East offense made some adjustments and were able to punch some scores in and some big plays in the second half, including a 61-yard touchdown run by Brennan Becker, and then Becker making that catch on a fourth-down Hail Mary pass play down near the goal line, setting up his third touchdown of the half and third touchdown of the game on a one-yard run. Let's recap the scoring first of all. Rapids got on the board first. Back in the first quarter after a 51-yard pass play to Thomas Olson from Jason Wiernick. It was Wiernick on a bootleg quarterback runaround end that took it in for the score from 3 yards out. The extra point made it 7-0. It stayed that way until the third quarter when the Lumberjacks were able to get it down near the goal line and Brennan Becker took it in from 1 yard out. Rapids, though, answered on the following possession. Wiernick to Betcher on a beautifully set up inside screen pass, a 13-yard touchdown pass with 8:11 to play in the fourth quarter, and Rapids regained the lead. The extra point, though, was blocked, and it was 13-7. Actually, it was 13-6, as East had missed the extra point on their touchdown. Lumberjacks, though, from about midfield, short of midfield, Brennan Becker on a quick hitter, a quick snap count, and that seemed to work well for East in the second half. Becker took it up the middle, I think untouched. I don't think anybody got a hand on him at all. 61 yards with 6:50 to play in the fourth quarter for the touchdown. The extra point, though, was no good, wide left, and so that tied the score at 13. And then East on a fourth down Hail Mary play, as we said, Kyle Daniel, who looked very good in the second half of football, passed, threw it up for grabs near the goal line, and Becker out-jumped a couple of defenders, came down with it on the one-yard line, and then took it in next play for the touchdown, and East was able to preserve the lead. They got a late interception from Tyquan Hodges to preserve the victory here tonight and win their opener and get Coach Tom Turtelot a win in his first game as head coach of the Lumberjacks. Let's take a look at some of the stats here tonight, and I've only had time to tally the stats on the east side of the ledger. As the Lumberjacks, 185 yards unofficially on the ground. Brennan Becker, 79. Of course, 61 of it came on that touchdown scamper. 92 yards on the ground for Isaac Stein. As well, he had 52 in the second half, 40 in the first half, 92 for Stein. And Kyle Daniel with 14 yards rushing tonight for 185 unofficially. Passing, Daniel was 10 of 13, 74 yards. Showed a nice arm and also nice mobility to avoid pressure. And that's something that the Lumberjacks have not had for a little while at the quarterback position. Daniel was pretty agile back there and avoided a number of sacks and was able to keep plays alive. And he was pretty accurate with his passes. 10 of 13, 74 yards. Tim Nass caught six of those passes, the longest for 18. And Patrick Reif had a couple of catches for 18 yards total. Sam Romanski, a couple of catches from the tight end spot for 19 yards. The Lumberjacks fumble. They also blocked a punt and were able to block that extra point as well. They showed some speed. The defense gave up a couple of big plays, but played pretty well and got off the field on third down in many situations when they had to. So overall, when you look at it, the first half, not so much, but the overall game, Lumberjacks will certainly take it and certainly take a win in their opener here tonight. And the field net things up from here. We're going to send it back to Hagenbusher in our Fox Sports Wausau studios for an update on some of the other games going on. I know Newman was playing down at Steam Stadium tonight against Thorpe. We can maybe get an updated score on that. And don't forget, excuse me, D.C. Everest football tomorrow night. That'll be on a delayed basis following Brewer baseball. The Brewer game being moved to Fox Sports tomorrow night because of Packer football on WSAU. It will be the Brewers up first against the Pirates tomorrow night, and then Everest football against Stevens Point in their opener tomorrow night. So once again, good news from Tom Field tonight. The Wausau East Lumberjacks win their opener and match their entire win total for all of last season as they top Wisconsin Rapids here tonight with a comeback victory in the second half, winning by a score of 19-13. This is Tom King, and you've been listening to Lumberjack Football, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
I'm Zach Hagenbusher, and we're wrapping up tonight's Fox Sports Radio High School Game Night coverage. You just heard Wausau East pick up the win with some late-game heroics over Wisconsin Rapids, 19-13. If you missed any of tonight's game, all of the play-by-play is posted in the podcast section at foxsportswausau.com. To wrap up scores from around the area, Manawa rolling over Tigerton 53-0, and Newman routing Thorpe 41-8. Tomorrow you can join us for more of the first week of high school football season. We'll have live coverage from DC Everest versus Spash on tape delay after the Brewers-Pirates game around 9:30 p.m. Until then, for Tom King, I'm Zach Hagenbusher on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You've been listening to Wausau East Football on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, and FoxSportsWausau.com. Play-by-play coverage of Wausau East Football is brought to you by Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Bone & Joint Center, CoVantage Credit Union, Mallory & Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Cloverbelt Credit Union, and Brainerd Funeral Home. The preceding has been a sports presentation of Midwest Communications.